We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever had the feeling that you didn't need anyone? Have you ever felt like you could do it all by yourself? I'm sure we have all felt this way at some point in our life. As you go through life being let down by people who said they would do this or that, or they would take care of this or that, only to end up having to do it yourself, this thought probably crossed your mind. There are a lot of things you will have to do all by yourself, but living the Christian life is not one of them. You and I make up the body of Christ. The term body of Christ gives the picture of the church as a body whose head is Christ. Head is used in the sense of authoritative leader, not source, which would require another anatomical picture. As the body of Christ, you and I need one another to grow. We've been gifted to play our individual part that supplies what the whole body needs. The body needs you and what you have to offer. You are essential to its growth. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 and 16, it states that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, trickery of men, and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things to him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. We have been joined together via our relationship with Christ. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. When we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, we became one. We are one body, but many members, all members not having the same function in the body. We build up and grow the body when each member does his or her part to supply the body with what it needs. We do this by exercising the gifts God the Father gave each member. Joined and knit together means that we don't allow ourselves to be tossed to and fro and carried away by childish, intimate thoughts. What he or she said about me, arguments, trickery, cunning craftiness, deceitful plotting. We don't allow elementary things of life to pull us apart nor cause a schism in the body. We focus on edifying the body in love. Let's do that today, for we are one. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.